Let's get right to it. The Todd T. Herena Band right here on Ear to the Ground.
Here's a song from the brand new CD, the Shine On album. Love song. This one's entitled I'm on Fire. Here's a song from the new CD. This one's called Just a Step Away. It goes out to anybody who has ever stayed in a relationship for fear of setting out on their own and that uncertain feeling that comes with that lost sense of direction. One, two, three.
Just a step away from no direction. Just a step away from the unknown. A step away from facing question that has me walking all alone. Sometimes you might find yourself stranded, just a wanderer who's lost your way, feeling so alone, like afraid of abandon and left to wander in the rain. I
put my faith in love protection. Just why did I cannot say. I put my faith in love protection. I was always just a step away. A step away from no direction. Just a step away from the unknown. A step away from facing the question that has me walking all alone. Life can leave you guessing. Time can slip away. The future, it sneaks up, brings you to your senses. You find yourself so far astray. The song. A step away from no direction. Just a step away from the unknown. A step away from facing the question that has me walking on. Just a step away from the unknown. A step away from facing the question that has me walking all alone.
Song that explores the ironies of tax breaks, loopholes, and subsidies for the ultra-rich while the working class is made to pay the price. This one is called Tax Breaks for the Rich from the new CD. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sometimes I wonder how it can be that people look the other way. When something so wrong happens so often underneath the broader light of day. Tough times they say are gonna get tougher. We're told we've got to do our best. Like cutting money from kids' schools, cause someone's got to pay for all this mess.
Tax breaks for the rich.
The rules are made by those with wealth.
Tax breaks for the rich.
Our time for everybody else. I know a mom who works 3 jobs, works so hard her back is bent. Feeds her kids, pays her bills, and then loses sleep over a mountain debt. Big lenders ask for handouts while offering all of us salvation. Never mind if they condemn from a mansion built on stolen foundation.
Tax breaks for the rich.
The rules are made by those with wealth.
Tax breaks for the rich.
Hard times for everybody else. To go away. Leaders act confused while we all get abused, and they're so afraid to talk about fair play. The corporate news will cast its eye at the migrant working in the yard, suggesting it's because of him that people living here have got things so hard. Here's another song from the brand new CD. This one is called Who Tells a Story?
If you're waiting for the world to change, well, you might just think twice. If you want a different story, you gotta stand up for your rights. Who tells the story? Who shapes the truth? When the parts that speak for us are the parts that don't get used. When the story says the glory is only for the few. Who tells the story?
We're taking a break out from the performance to meet the leader of the band, the songwriter, the lead guitarist, and the lead vocalist. And on Shine On, just about the only musician, although there's this slamming band in the studio, Todd Tijerina. Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Shine On is a new record. Shine On is the first record in 3 or 4 years, at least as a full-length record.
Correct, yeah.
Let's talk about how you arrived at this particular one, because I know that over the course of maybe a year, you've been putting out EPs or private EPs with earlier mixes of some of the songs, especially because this record has a lot of topical material.
Right.
You were pushing the topical material to get it out before there was even an album created.
Right.
And then you were also on this other track, which is Todd as producer, and learning a whole other craft. So how has the last, let's say, 2 years been for you, you know, juggling and developing on these different fronts? Because that's the only explanation for how you've been releasing this.
Right. It's been a real learning curve, especially, you know, producing, because I, even though I've had a hand at producing the other albums, previously, I've also been recording on most of the songs, doing all the different instrumentation. And so there's a little bit less of that removed objectivity that I've been able to have on other albums. So really had to kind of think through, you know, what it means to be a producer and how to kind of, you know, what are some of the things that I like on other albums that are, you know, I mean, they're pretty straightforward, as this one is. You know, it doesn't have a lot of ambiance or anything added to it
It's guitar, bass, drums, vocals, you know.
Right.
Pretty simple. So, and trying to keep true to the songs and all. But yeah, as a singer-songwriter, I've been doing that for a long, long while, mostly in the blues vein, which people don't, associate. Singer-songwriter, when they think of singer-songwriter, usually it's with the acoustic guitar. So, been doing a lot of that, in the last couple of years, that type of recording. It was a little bit easier to record an acoustic guitar, which is part of the reason why I just went that way.
You mean just for sound and getting the right sound on your equipment?
Right, exactly, yeah. Electric guitar is a whole different animal. There's a lot you can do with mic placement and a lot of variables, with tone. It might sound one way to the ear, the naked ear, but once you put a mic in front of it and then you're putting that sound on tape, it's a completely different sound that the mic hears. As opposed to an ear that's a few feet out. And there's a science to that I'm just starting to, get a handle on. And the songs that tended to be, that were electric, tended to be recorded later because I was getting that handle. But nonetheless, I've always enjoyed acoustic guitar.
So does this mean that, not to get ahead of ourselves, but if we're looking down the line at some of your newer songs you're working on, because you're pretty prolific, the acoustic performer could be still in the lead, or do you think you're going to be back into sort of the electric mode that made you a household name in the area?
That's a good question. I guess it depends on the song. Now that I've kind of dabbled a little bit with the acoustic, I feel like I've got that color. A set of colors in the palette, on the palette to work with.
And we should say that the acoustic that you're working on, which I guess is a custom model, is on the cover of Shine On.
So right.
You can look at the very acts that Todd T. Hurina did most of this work on. Okay, so you made this distinction between the singer-songwriter and the blues player, and I'm sure a lot of people in the audience were like, now, wait a minute, and listed all the exceptions to that rule. And I wonder if maybe you're an exception to that rule, too. Can you take us back to when you were first making songs? I mean, where was the blues in your training and your influence, and where was the songwriter, singer-songwriter tradition?
That's a good question. I've always loved the blues, and I feel like that was really my first love. That hit me pretty strong when I was in college, and tried to write in that vein. And I had heard it said that all the blues songs have already been written; you can't write a new one. And yet I was hearing them occasionally from different artists, like this blues sound I had never heard before. Just something about the bass line was a little different, the groove maybe. And so I tried to do that myself to the best I could, best of my ability. And but also I think I probably stuck to some of the more traditional topics initially, writing about, jobs that were less than satisfactory or relational difficulties. I mean, nothing, says the blues worse than,
yes,
better than that. I mean, those kind of topics. But after a while, I started to expand, looking at the world a little bit differently. And I noticed that a lot of my favorite songwriters really, make me look at things a little bit differently. I've got a song, for instance, that for me was a new way of looking at romance, which was, and I didn't think about it so much as I was writing it, but I after it was done, I was like, wow, I've kind of envisioned it as a place more than a feeling, and that's the song Take Me.
Here's a love song from the new CD. This one's called Take Me. 2, 3, 4. Can't fight against it, it's so much.
feels like home. Take me. Just like a veil, doubt can chill the spine. But any precious jewel has its own distinctive shine. Though weakness creeps in, sometimes it's dark at night. Girl, with your own mind.
In the music that we're hearing, we're mm-hmm. also hearing something that's distinct from both of those genres, and that's funk.
Right.
And I mean, there's this, I don't know how to describe it, but there are a few songs from tonight and on the record that have a very chopped series of chords. You're not strumming, you're like chopping them
right.
as you go, and it sounds almost like dance music, the way you're blending it. But yet, lyrically, you're doing something that's very unfunk in a lot of ways. Where does the funk come in? I mean, for you, were blues and funk just joined at the hip and you learned them together?
I think the funk thing was probably more just from growing up with pop music. But I've always loved funk and funky blues, a lot of that New Orleans sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's been around for a long time, and it's always grabbed me. And I've heard it here and there with different blues artists as well. I mean, something along those lines. And I love that syncopation. You know, the like you say, the kind of chopped chords.
Yeah.
You know, rather than strumming. And one of the things that I really love about the band that I work with, Dave Height on bass and vocals as well, and then Donnie Frank on drums and vocals, is that they have a knack for just finding the essence of a song, which is really like being a poet. Poets, like, they can give you goosebumps with three words, you know, kind of thing. And that's what they're able to do on their instruments. And I think as a band, we really try to work on enhancing the essence of the song and playing for the song so that we're not stepping on each other and putting noise where there, you know, should be space and groove, you know.
But you can also take off and go solo and work solo if the venue is right. Have you been doing that very much?
I've done a little bit of that, yeah. And I honestly like being able to hide behind a band.
Well, these are very, very seasoned players. I mean,
right.
they've worked in a lot of different ensembles, and they're just like right there.
Right.
I mean, so that must feel really, really secure to have that behind
definitely,
you.
Definitely, definitely.
But what happens when you go to a casino and you sing a song like Tax Breaks for the Rich and songs about the 1% and songs about destruction of the environment and a call to vote and exercise the franchise? I mean, blues is a serious business, and blues music has never been shy about talking about these things.
Mm-hmm.
How does that go over to a casino crowd, much less a blues crowd?
It's to be honest, it's something that I've kind of been reserved about doing for fear that, you know, upper management might think, oh, this is, you know, a little bit too political. And although I you know, the various people have been requesting some of those songs, we just end up, mm-hmm. I've been kind of, you know, testing the waters in venues that one wouldn't associate with that type of music. I think, you know, a coffee house, you hear anything, you know, the sky's the limit, really. It's
well, you
gamut.
Know,
but so yeah, I mean, it's just sort of it's been going over well because they dance to them. So
right,
and so, you know, I definitely feel like I've got the mic is an ability to I think say something.
Say something. We'll be returning to more of that interview with Todd T. Hurina next week. We've heard about half the session. We're going to go into a part two next week. That does not wrap it up for us. There's a very special song that came out of this session with a very special message for everybody. And we're going to leave it for the end and go out with it in full. We'll be back next week with more of Todd T. Hurina and the T. Hurina Band. With Kevin Kissel behind the console and editing, the band are Donnie Frank on drums and vocals, Dave Height on bass and vocals, Todd T. Hurina on vocals and guitars, Patty performing as the fifth Beatle. But now, the message.
One, a two. A one, two, three, four. Strange how some ideas become facts. Why accept children of the southern poll tax? Right now's the needed time to strike down laws that are crimes. If I'm headed to the voting line, the lesson. Heartbeat, the prize is within us.